When I say that talks are in advanced stages, it means that we have structured discussions already. We have the organs that are dealing with different matters. Both parties have formed technical teams to deal with issues and iron out the areas that are of conflict. But also, I am sure that the time is there for the parliamentary candidates to be shared amongst the partners in the coalition once we form that coalition. But also the presidential post, already we know who are the leading candidates from both Chadema and ACT, and will definitely settle on one candidate to represent the coalition. And also, even if there are other parties that you will want to join us, it will be fine. Also, for Zanzibar presidential election as well, there is a clear candidate that should be supported by all parties, and at the level of the members of the House of Representatives in Zanzibar. So I am sure that, as I said before, the discussions between us as ACT and Chadema as the leading opposition party in the country will lead to a very serious and formidable coalition. The coalition could be in a different ways and manners, but the most important thing is to have one candidate in every contested seat post against a CCM candidate. And with that, I'm very sure the victory will be very certain.
Zito, I understand you have gone for documents to stand as a presidential candidate. Your colleague from another opposition party, Chadema, Tundu Lissu, has also declared his plans to run for the presidency to challenge incumbent President John Magufuli. How would you resolve this urge that both of you seek to lead a united opposition alliance in the upcoming presidential election?
Those are the matters under discussion between the parties. But they are not stumbling blocks to the coalition, because both parties have committed themselves to the single presidential candidate and the single parliamentary candidate for all parliamentary seats and the wards at the council level at the municipal election. So having Honorable Tundu Lissu as a candidate from Chadema, and Honorable Bernard Membe, a former foreign minister, as an aspirant from ACT, is not a problem at all, because both Tundu Lissu and Bernard Membe have clearly stated that there is a big need for parties to work together. Both believe in the unity, and there are lessons from countries like Malawi, where recently we have seen how successful it becomes when the opposition come together. So with me, I don't see a problem at all, but I'm sure that the discussions will consider a number of things before deciding which person should be the flag bearer of the opposition in the next elections.